This is from Abhay Devolkar. Maharaj, recently a person named Vaishnava Acharya Chandan Goswami, who comes in the lineage of Srila Gopala Bhatta Goswami, said that under the name of Gaudiyas, some organizations are practicing Rukmini Dwarkadish worship and opening temples of them. I cannot remember in our entire history any of our Sampradaya Acharyas had mixed Madhurya Rasa with Aishwarya Rasa or opened their temples. He commented this when ISKCON spiritual master and devotees recently did Bhumi Puja of a new Rukmini Dwarkadish temple to be installed soon in New Delhi. My question is, how much truth is there in his words? Can't Vaishnavas worship Rukmini Dwarkadish?
Before answering this, I offer my obeisances to Srila Prabhupada and to all the Vaishnavas, to Chandana Goswami and all the devotees in the lineage of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami Ananga Mandiri in the service of Sri Radharaman. As the Vaishnava Acharya Chandan Goswami has said, this is unprecedented. It's also unprecedented that Krishna consciousness has spread all over the world. Srila Prabhupada established the temple of Rukmini Dwarkadish in Los Angeles, because clearly the comment is a comment about Srila Prabhupada and his ISKCON. So for devotees who are living in Vrindavan and they have regular visitors, it's very difficult for them to understand. I mean, regular visitors and generation after generation, people come to be disciples, and it's very difficult for them to understand what Srila Prabhupada did preaching in the Western countries. It's very difficult for anyone to understand. Now that it's done, now that Krishna consciousness is spread all over the world, it's relatively easy for Vaishnavas to go, and they have an audience which is already made. But what Srila Prabhupada had to do and how Krishna inspired him to preach all over the world is that is unprecedented and not easy to understand. There are many factors to consider here. Srila Prabhupada, while introducing the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also, as did all the previous acharyas, beginning with the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, he presented Krishna consciousness very philosophically in light of all the shastras. Some historical factors are that, unfortunately, the Vrindavan pastimes and the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the preaching of them, in many cases, especially in Bengal, it was seen that the preaching of them to people without adequate training in sadachar and in basic principles of Krishna consciousness led to the proliferation of what Srila, well, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur spoke of this a lot. Bhaktivinoda Thakur quoting this Tota Babaji. He referred to the Sahajiya, Prakriti Sahajiya, people who, they talk of Vrindavan Leela, but their understanding is mixed with sense gratification and Krishna's pastimes were misused for people to indulge in grossly sinful activities, and for this reason, the sampradaya, the condition of the sampradaya, much degraded. That may not have been seen so much in Vrindavan as it was in Bengal. So Srila Prabhupada preached Krishna consciousness all over the world, but not in the same way that, not in exactly the same way that a speaker of the Bhagavatam in India would go among the pious, faithful devotees and speak on Bhagavatam. But Srila Prabhupada, he introduced Krishna consciousness, mostly speaking on the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. He also translated Bhagavatam, spoke Bhagavatam philosophy, and Chaitanya Charitamrita he also translated. But he did promote an approach which was, as Chandan Goswami has pointed out, somewhat respectful. First of all, not in the beginning stages recommending to be very intimate, but to be quite respectful, because otherwise people, if they try to be very to approach Krishna in a very intimate way in the beginning without having overcome their lower nature, then they usually don't transcend their lower nature at all. So Srila Prabhupada introduced the worship of Radha and Krishna all over the world, but he taught his disciples to worship them very respectfully. And then in course of time, as he said, when he installed the deities of Rukmini Dwarkadish in what he called New Dwarka in Los Angeles, he said that you, by this method of worship, Krishna will speak with you. That then when you become purified, that this Krishna will speak with you. And although he installed the deities called Rukmini Dwarkadish, he gave them that name, they are actually deities of Radha and Krishna, in as much as Krishna has a flute. And Srila Prabhupada, although he named the deities Rukmini Dwarkadish, would refer to Rukmini as Radha. So something very confidential is going on here. Srila Prabhupada introduced an approach that was very respectful, but with the aim of bringing people from grossly sinful life to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift of what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give, Anarpita Chiring Chirat Karunya Vatirno Kalo Samapyavatam Anutajvala Rasa Swabhakti Shriyam Radhar Mahima Prima Rasha Shima Jagate Janatoke. So that was the ultimate aim, but the realities of preaching inspired, definitely Srila Prabhupada was inspired by Krishna, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the six Goswamis, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, at every step. So he did this. Another point is that practically we see within this ISKCON spreading all over the world that people with many different Vaishnav attitudes are coming to Krishna consciousness. They might be, just like there's one devotee I know in Germany, who grew up as a normal German, eating sausages, I guess. But he came to ISKCON, but his personal inclination is very strongly in the Sri Vaishnav line, the Ramanuja line. So there are many types of people who have been born all over the world who must have been Vaishnavas in various lines all over the world, and Srila Prabhupada is accommodating them also. He installed deities of Sitaram Lakshman, Sitaram in Washington, D.C. being the capital of the United States of America. Raja Ram, he established there. So one thing is that Srila Prabhupada, he gave a touch of Aishwarya, that's a fact, in his preaching of Krishna consciousness for all over the world, for the need of people to do that, so they don't come, so they don't prematurely jump into the intimate pastimes of Krishna for which they are not qualified. But that is certainly the ultimate aim, which we'll find if we read all of his books. Now, another point, another perspective, is that naturally the residents of Vrindavan, like Chandan Goswami, it's a natural symptom of the residents of Vrindavan that they don't even like to hear the word Dwaraka. They don't want to recognize that Krishna is Dwarakadish. Of course, Krishna is Dwarakadish, but in Vrindavan, no one will say that name. The word Dwaraka is a very bad word for the people of Vrindavan, so it's natural if a resident of Vrindavan is spiritually spiteful of any attempt to even call Krishna or even think of Krishna as Dwarakanath or Dwarakadhish. But of course, Srila Rupa Goswami, who is the devotee through whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to the world his own intimate feelings. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhisham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadama Hyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Srila Rupa Goswami revealed the pastimes of Dwaraka in his Lalita Madhava Nartak. And he revealed many secrets of Krishna's pastimes which are not directly revealed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, what's actually going on in Dwaraka. It's a very much of it is derived from the Padma Purana, but Rupa Goswami, as in his form in Krishna Lila, is a personal witness of all these things, that the pastimes of Dwaraka, they're inseparable. I mean, they are Krishna Lila also. And how Krishna in Dwaraka, just as the residents of Vrindavan are feeling separation from Krishna, so Krishna is feeling separation from them. And he only went there to protect, in his Naralila, Krishna jate kela sarvotam Naralila, Narabapu taha swarup, in his feelings as a himself feeling like a person of this world, he feels if I keep my kingdom in Mathura, it's too close to Vrindavan. And then my enemies, they may attack Vrindavan at any time. So to decoy his enemies, he went to Dwaraka, and he only remained outside of Dwaraka to kill those demons who would otherwise trouble the devotees there. And within Dwaraka, he had his Nava Vrindavan and Radha Kainara Satyabhama Chandravali Kainara's Rukmini, and Vishaka is Yamuna Kalindi, and Bhadra is Bhadra, the same Bhadra, and so on and so on. So, who is that? Jambavati is Lalita. So all the gopis, they came came there. So these are, as the queens of Dwaraka. So these are some secrets that Rupa Goswami has revealed, some very deep points to connect the pastimes of Dwaraka of those with Vrindavan. But it's understandable that devotees of Vrindavan, they are very jealous to hear Krishna connected with Dwaraka at all. That's all part of the Krishna's intimate Leelas. So, Hare Krishna.